And you might remember earlier when I talked about a woman who made millions by only doing one lunch meeting per week. Here's the story. This is the maid, the housewife, and the millionaire. And procrastinators love this true game changer story. Trust me, you are ready to book your very first callers. Barbara Freund was on the Oprah Winfrey Show during the filming of an episode about female multimillionaires and how they made it. Barbara was one of our mentors, a former upline in a different company, and a mother of five kids. Barbara shared what I consider one of the greatest inspirational stories, and it reveals a dynamite tip for any self-employed or business person who must be self-driven and is held accountable by no one but themselves. First, I want to surprise you by sharing how Barbara started out in our industry. Her housemaid, Martha, told her about Nu Skin in the 1980s. When the timing was just right, the little-known network marketing company she was looking at was in pre-momentum, just as you sit in pre-momentum right now with Esante Organics. Barbara didn't have a clue about business or timing. She just wanted to be a better person. She wanted a mission. When Barbara shared the infamous words, network marketing, with her husband, he was angry and he told her not to do it. Fortunately for both of them, Barbara ignored her husband's command and chose to do it anyway. She went against his arbitrary guidance to stay away from Nu Skin, and she joined anyway. God bless people like Barbara, people who do not listen to advice from people who've never done the thing. Interestingly, Barbara's husband, he didn't want to be tainted or embarrassed. Those are his words, not mine, by associating with network marketing. You see, he had built and owned several insurance companies, and he was making millions annually. He prejudged network marketing based on an assumption. He chose condemnation before investigation. You know, I don't blame him. Back at that time, I would have prejudged him and Barbara, you know, at that point in my life. I would not have done what Martha, the housemaid, bravely did, because I would have prejudged and assumed the Freund family didn't need extra income or network marketing. So the two morals to this story are: always be open-minded and listen to every opportunity life offers you, then say yes or no, and never prejudge anything or anyone. And there's an extra moral to this story coming up.